Brief interview number 31, 397, Roswell, Georgia.
But you want to know how to really be great? How your great lover really pleases a lady? Now, all your basic smoothie type fellows will always say they know, they're an authority and such. It's not a fag, darling, you have to hold it in. Most of these fellows, they haven't got the first damn idea how to really please a lady. Not really. A lot of them don't even care to tell you the truth. That's your first type, your Joe Six-Pack Cracker-type fella there, your basic pig. This fella's barely even semi-conscious about life anyhow, and when it comes to lovemaking, why, he's just pure selfishness. He wants whatever he can get, and as long as he gets it, that's all there is to it as far as he's concerned. The type that rolls on and has at her, and the minute he comes, he rolls back off and commences to snoring. Go easy there. Why, I suppose this is your old-fashioned stereotype male fellow. Older, the fellow that's been married 20 years and don't even know if his wife even comes, never thinks to even ask her. He comes, and that's all that counts as far as he's concerned.
Q.
These aren't the fellows I'm talking about. These are more like just animals. Roll on and roll off, and that's all she wrote. Hold it closer to the end there, and don't inhale as much as a regular fag. You want to hold it in and let it absorb. This is mine. I grow it. I got a room all lined with mylar and lights. Darling, you would not believe how much it goes for down here. Those fellows are just animals. They're not even in the type of game we're talking about here. No, because the ones we're talking about here are your basic secondary type of fellow, the fellow that thinks he's a great lover. And that's real important to these fellows, that they think of themselves as great. This preoccupies a major block at the time, thinking they're great and that they know how to please her. These right here are your sensitive male smoothie types. Now, they're going to look like the complete opposite of your white trash fellow that don't even give a shit. That's it, but go easy. But now, don't go thinking these fellows are really any better than your basic pigs are. Seeing themselves as a great lover doesn't mean they give any more of a shit about her than the pigs do. And deep down, they aren't one little bit less selfish in bed. It's just with this type of fella, what they get off on in bed is their own idea of themselves as a great lover, that they can make the little lady just about lose her mind in bed. What they're into is woman's pleasure and giving her pleasure, and that's this type's whole trip.
Q.
Oh, like, oh, say, going down on a yin-yang for hours on hours, holding off their own coming so they can keep at it for hours. Knowing the G-spot and ecstasy posture and such, running down to Barnes & Noble for all your latest female sexuality-type books so they can keep up on their knowledge about what's going on. I'm guessing from looking you over out here now, you've run up against a smoothie a time or two, with his pheromone aftershave and strawberry oil and hand massages and the holding and touching. That know about the earlobe and what kind of flush means what and the areola, and the backside of the knee, and that little new ultra-sensitive spot they say they found now just in back of the G. This type of fella knows them all, and you can be damn sure he's gonna let you know he knows how to. Here, give it here, I'll show you. Well now, darling, just bet this type of fella wants to know if she came, and how many times, and was it the best she ever... And like that. See there? When you blow it out, you don't want to even be able to see anything. It means you got her all. I thought you said you did this before. This is not your average crack of ditchweed. It's like a notch on this fella's gun for each time he can make her come. That's how he thinks about it. It's too damn good to go blowing half back out. It's like you got a Porsche and you're only driving it to church. No, he's a notcher, this fellow. That's a good way to compare them, maybe, the two types. Your pig might put a notch for every one they nail. That's their notches. They don't care. But your so-called great lover type fellow puts a notch for every time each one comes. But they're both of them just notches. They're both really the same type of fella underneath. Their trip is different, but it's still only just their own trip they're on, in bed. And the little lady deep down's gonna feel she's getting used just the same. That's if the little lady's got any sense at all. Which is another story. And now, darling, when it goes down a little more, you take it and you don't grind it on your boot there like you do a regular fag. You want to wet up your finger and gently pat the end of it and put it out and save it. I got something to save them in. Me, I got something a little special, but your more run-of-the-mill one is one of them little film canisters from the developer. That's how come nobody ever throw those out. See if you ever see a little film canister thing in the trash someplace.
Q.
No, but here's your classic symptom to tell if it's one of those great lover fellows, is they'll spend the whole major blocks of time in bed going down on a lady's yin-yang over and over and making her come 17 times and such. But afterwards, just watch and see if there's any way on God's green earth he's going to let her turn around and go down on his precious little pizzle for him. He'll go, oh, no, baby. Baby, no. Let me do you. I want to see you come again, baby. Oh, baby, you just lie there and let me work my love magic and such like that right there. Or he'll know all his special Korean massage shit and give her deep tissue back rubs or haul out the special black cherry oil and massage her feet and hands, which, darling, I got to admit, if you've never had a quality hand massage, you have not heretofore even really lived. Trust me. But will he let the little lady reciprocate and give him even just one back rub? No, sir, he will not. Because this type of fella's whole trip is, he's got to be the one given the pleasure. Here, thank you, ma'am. See, it's different. It's got a screw lid with an airtight seal so it don't smell up your pocket. They're stinky little boogers. And then it goes right in this little flap thing here, where, why, it could be anything at all. Because this is where your smoothie type is being stupid. This is what gives me my contempt for these fellows that go around thinking they're the Lord's own gift to the female species. Because at least your cracker type's halfway honest about it. They want to nail her and then roll off her, and that's all she wrote. Whereas your basic smoothie thinks he's all sensitive and knows how to please a lady just because they know clitoral suction and shiatsu, and watching them in bed's like watching one of those stupid-ass mechanics in white coats work on a Porsche all swelled up with their own expertise and such. They think they're a great lover. They think they're generous in bed. No, but the catch is they're selfish about being generous. They're no better than the pig is. They're just sneakier about it. Now, you're going to be thirsty now. Now, you're going to want some Evian. This shit'll dry your mouth out something fierce. I carry these little portable Evians with me in here, in this inside pot. See? Custom made. Go on, take one. You're going to want it. Go on.
Q?
Darling, no problem. Hang on to it. You're going to want some more in about a half a minute. I could have sworn you said you did this before. I hope I'm not corrupting a Utah Mormon here, am I? Mylar's better than foil. It reflects more of the light, so it all goes right into the plant. They got special seeds now, where the plant don't get any much higher than this here, but it's lethal. It's death on a cracker. Atlanta in particular seems full of these fellas. What they don't understand is their type's an even worse drag for a lady with any sense than your on-and-off pig ever was. Because how'd you like to lie there and get worked on like a Porsche and never get to feel like you're generous and sexy and good in bed and a great lover too? Hmm? Hmm? That's where your smoothie-type fellows always lose the game. They want to be the only great lover in bed. They forget a lady's got feelings too. Who wants to lie there feeling all ungenerous and greedy while some yuppie with a Porsche shows off his tantric clouds and rain half lotus on you and mentally notching off how many times you come? If you swish it around a little, your mouth will stay wet longer. Evian's real good for that. Who cares if it's dumbass yuppie water, if it's good, you know what I mean? The thing to watch for is if the fellow, when he's going down on you, if he keeps one hand on the low part of your stomach there to really make sure you're coming, why, then you'll know. Wants to make sure this son of a bitch isn't a lover. He's just putting on a show. He doesn't give a shit about you. You want to know how to really be great if you want to please her? That there's not one fellow in the thousand that's figured out?
Q.
Do you?
Q.
The secret is, you've got to both give the little lady pleasure and be able to also take it. With equal technique to both and equal pleasure. Or, at least you got to make her think so. Don't forget, it's about her. Go on and eat at a yin-yang till she begs. Sure, go on. But also, let her at your pizzle. And even if she's no prize at it, why, you carry on and make her think she is. And, like, if her notion of a back rub's just some of those little pissant karate chops on your backbone, why, you go on and let her. And you carry on how you never knew a karate chop could be like this. That's if the fella wants to be a genuine great lover and go and think about her for one damn second.
Q.
Not on me, darling, no. I mean, I usually do, but I nibble them up already, I'm afraid. The real fall down with these wannabe great type fellows is that they think a lady is, when you come right down to it, dumb. Like, all a lady wants to do is just lie there and come. The real secret is, assume she feels the same way. That she wants to see herself as a great lover that can blow the top of a man's head clean off in bed. Let her. Put your picture of yourself on the goddamn back burner for once in your life. The smoothies think that if they blow the little lady's head off down there, they've got her. Bullshit.
Q.
But you're not going to want just one, though, darling. Trust me. There's a little mart a couple of blocks. Whoa, watch her.
Q.
No, you go on and make her think she's blowing your damn head off. That's what they really want. Then you really and truly got her. If she thinks she'll never forget her, never ever. You follow?